over the years, there have been a growing vaccine hesitancy for people. Less people are getting their children fully vaccinated, which means diseases that we previously thought were eradicated are now coming back, which is very unfortunate. As well as because of COVID, there was a time where it was very challenging for parents to get some children in to get seen by providers because they were so focused on other things at the time. And so people got behind, and then getting them back into that rhythm and pattern of getting vaccinated, it just takes time. And so you've got a combination of things.
Okay. And what ages, around what age do kids usually get vaccinated for measles?
You typically get it when you turn a year old and then again when you turn four.
Okay, so if you have kids around that age, you might want to check, especially because spring break is coming up and people will be traveling, which is one of the ways it's spread.
Yes, definitely, because it was pretty much eradicated in the United States, and then it was still occurring in other parts of the world. But because people travel, it can come back if you have people that aren't vaccinated and protected against it.
Okay, so the ages of people that are at risk, I would assume anyone below the age of one, because they probably haven't gotten that vaccination. And then what about kids who are, you know, between the ages of one and four, they've gotten that first vaccination. Are they still at risk?
They have some protection, but there is an inherent risk. There's an inherent risk for everyone. The measles vaccine does work very well, but there are some people that still can catch the measles despite being fully vaccinated. Either their immunity wanes or their immune system just doesn't have a really great uptick of the vaccine.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's something that the youngest ones are usually at the greatest risk, and then the elderly, kind of typical for most illnesses.
Yeah. And what happens when you get measles? What are the symptoms?
So you might see a high fever, and some can be greater than 104 degrees. So that's really high. I don't know if anybody else has ever experienced a temperature that high, but you'll feel very uncomfortable. You might have a cough, runny nose. Your eyes might be red and watery. And then a rash typically breaks out 3 to 5 days after the symptoms begin. And then sometimes you'll see a couple days after the symptoms begin, some little sores in the inside of the mouth as well.
Okay. Are there any lasting impacts of measles afterward?
Definitely. I mean, it can cause things like brain swelling, encephalitis, which can be deadly for people. It can also cause blindness, deafness, those are pretty serious as well. Yeah, it's one of those that it's not something you want to mess around with.
Okay. And we were talking about how it's spread by traveling. Can you get into some specifics about how it's spread?
Sure. So it's person to person, and it's airborne, which means it can just kind of drift through the air. So it's very contagious, and it can linger in the air after somebody that has had it has left an area. So that's why it's so tough, and it's so contagious for people, because it just hangs out in the air like that. And then you breathe it in. A person can also cough or sneeze, and that'll make it transmit in the air to people. It can be up to 2 hours after somebody has left an area, closed area, that it can linger in the air.
Okay. And if somebody starts to see the signs and symptoms of measles, what should they do?
They should call a medical provider. They shouldn't go in right away. They need to warn them before they come in, because they have to take precautions so that they don't potentially expose other people to the infection, because, as I said, it can linger for 2 hours in the air after somebody leaves. So obviously, if it's an emergency, call 911. But if you're just wanting to check to see, I have some symptoms going on, I want to make sure that this isn't what I have, call ahead, let them know the symptoms so that they can prepare and make sure that they're taking the proper precautions before they see you.
Okay. And what about getting on the airplane to come home so that you can suffer the symptoms in the comfort of your own home?
No, we do not want to do that, because you are going to expose every single person on that plane, and it is very contagious, and we just don't want to continue to pass this around from community to community to community.